This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The genius of the Good Day program. Here we are.
How do you do?
And what's happening? It's Doug and Jay here flying into your lives. Have you ever noticed, this is one of the things about traveling a lot, how some airports, if you do any traveling at all, you've noticed the difference between LaGuardia, let's say, Reagan, the San Diego airport, mm-hmm. where planes fly in over the city. And it looks like oftentimes, I was looking at a picture from the Washington Times, and I grabbed it last night going through the airport, of a plane, a 747, landing in San Diego. And how dramatic it is when you're on the beach in San Diego, and there's no obstruction of the view. You land, and that happened actually when we went into, I forget where it was, it was LAX last week, when we landed, and there was only like 40 feet of visibility, because when that, there's that, what they call the bay bomb, some people call it that, a lot of different, the inland, the fact of the fog on the ocean, just, they call it the layer or something, the layer, anyway, it just sits there. And so when it goes away, and it does sometimes dramatically, in a half hour it can all be gone. But this had settled the marine layer, that's what they call it. It had settled in on the airport, so when we were landing, couldn't see a thing. And then I remembered a time landing in San Diego when you couldn't see anything, and when we were landing, it looked like we were going to land on top of the buildings. It's just really pretty amazing. There's some fabulously dramatic airport approaches around the world, and if you have a chance to travel, my daughter is over in... she sent me a picture. I think that's what made me think about it. She's over in Australia visiting a friend of hers. She's never been there before, and there's a break from school. So she decided to take a week or 10 days off from her husband and her son and go visit her friend in Australia. And some of the stuff over there, again, it's part of the beauty that surrounds us all that mm-hmm. I think we take for granted, and I wish that we didn't, because there are things that just... they're just fabulous. There's no other word to describe them. It's just fabulous. So keep that in mind as you start your day. It is the 21st of March. First, Jay says that I was a day off. I said the first full day is tomorrow of spring. She says it's today.
It's today.
I will never argue with her when it comes to facts and figures.
Well, I feel like it gets a little tricky when we change season, because it's not always the same day. It's usually, around the 20th, the 21st,
yeah.
Sometimes the 22nd,
right.
Rare instances the 23rd.
Yeah, yeah. The Fish and Wildlife Service is honoring the 50-year anniversary of the Endangered Species Act. The act provides legal protection to plants and animals defined as threatened or endangered. And so the Fish and Wildlife Service have shared 5 ways that you can celebrate the anniversary, including planting native plants, volunteering at a national wildlife refuge or a local park, working to stop the spread of invasive species, and there's a whole bunch of these that are there. I tend not to go. I think the U.S. Fish and I think I mean just them, but a lot of these groups go overboard and they go too far. But there is a need for being aware and to be conscious of some of the things, like invasive species. I think I've talked about this a number of times in the last 2 or 3 months, Jay. How we have all worried. We've been taught to worry by certain news media sources, if we don't protect all these species, the world is going to go to hell. And then I think I said a while ago there are 200 new species that were discovered last year alone of various things, plants and animals and birds. And so for us to get all worked up about these things is kind of folly. It's okay, but to yell about like the sky is falling, no! Oh, we got to protect that turtle! No! Well, yeah, if you want to, but doesn't mean that if you don't protect that turtle that the world's coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
So let's have some common sense, I guess, basically.
But on a side note also, if you see a turtle crossing the road, help it finish its way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep. So what are the chances? Trump's going to be arrested today, apparently. What are the chances that he will actually be convicted? This is on the minds of lots of people. It's about Stormy Daniels, about Michael Cohen, and it's about Donald Trump and his role in the hush money payment that was made.
And if he is convicted, what actually happens? It's a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Not a felony.
It's a lot of hoopla. So I have made a choice on this program from time to time not to go down the same road that everybody else goes down, because I find, especially in a circumstance like this, a road to nowhere. It's a dead end because there's nothing there. It's stuff that's been talked about over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So why continue to beat a dead horse? Other than the obvious focus that today is the day, and the guy who's the Manhattan DA is going to play getcha. He's a boob, as far as I'm concerned. He's a political boob. He's a hack. He's a hatchet man for people up and down the line that want to just embarrass Trump. Is it embarrassing? To most of us, it would be. I think Trump probably wears it as a badge of honor. He's too worked up. It's just more publicity. Make sure you spell my name the right way. T-R-U-M-P. Trump. Right? And so, what else after that? Some nonsense. Okay, so what do we have here that is something that we can glom onto? Here's the story of a couple of sisters who were put up for adoption at the end of World War II, who have now reunited. How many years has it been? 75, 76 years?
Yeah, well, they were both infants. They were born, I think, months apart by the same father.
Yeah.
And they really didn't even know the other one existed until another family member was doing, like, one of the DNA testing kits, 23andMe or something like that.
Yeah.
And it came back that there was an extremely close relative.
And so they got together. Annie Liplar and Sheila Ann Fry have become, I guess, they've not only were they reunited, but also their families have gotten together. This is a DNA product that has found them and put them together. They both live in the Netherlands, I think, right? Isn't that where this all took place?
Mm-hmm.
Where they
one, it was her daughter-in-law. The other one, it was the son
that
ended up finding each other and setting up this whole big reunion.
Yeah. Isn't that sweet? Nice. Good for them. Isn't that? Can you imagine being put in that position where you had a relative or even friends that you... When I was talking to a friend of mine that went to high school with me, we were talking about some of the people in our class and where they are now. And I don't know, there's something satisfying in knowing that people... And knowing where people are. Are they still alive? Are they dead? What are they doing? What have they done?
Yeah, you know, I feel like it's a little bit different today because reunions, school reunions, definitely held more meaning. We're now social media. You can always get in touch with somebody, or somebody knows somebody who knows somebody else so that you can get in touch with. Like, it's... You kind of know a little bit what people are doing. Like, it's not that difficult to find out. You don't have to wait for the next big decade reunion.
Do I dare ask you how March Madness is going?
People's brackets are being blown up left and right.
Apparently, yeah. I heard somebody talking about it yesterday. And where was that? I was somewhere with somebody, a radio person, said this is crazy. This stuff hasn't gone the way anybody thought it would go. But that's good. Mm-hmm. It's much more interesting that way, isn't it? Unless you got money on
it. It makes it a lot more fun, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so... In terms of who's doing well, I think I'm more interested in talking about Tom Brady than I am talking about some of these kids that are playing basketball. And so the Tom Brady story from people in the news all about putting his children first. He was at his unofficial retirement party in Tampa. This is something else over the weekend. I ran into all of this stuff in the local news because I was in Tampa actually on Saturday. I was actually there Sunday, sorry. Anyway, asked about what he's focusing on now in his career, he said, there's nothing I love more than football, but I have young children. I don't think I would have said it like that. If he's being quoted correctly, there's nothing I love more than football.
Yeah, he said, it's time for me to watch their games. And I feel like this might be, he really is done, because this is the first time that he has ever referenced it in this kind of way. It's time for me to put my family first and be a dad. Mm-hmm. Go watch their games instead of having my own games.
Go. So what? How distracting will it be if he shows up at a game?
Probably extremely distracting, but at the same time, no more distracting than other celebrities whose children are in collective sports or anything like that. Yeah.
You know, it was interesting. I think I said last week when I was in L.A. playing at the park with Miles that Tom Hanks was there with his grandchildren, and he was playing with them like I was playing with Miles, and nobody was paying any attention to him. Mm-hmm. As well, they shouldn't be. Leave a guy alone. Just because I talked to Marjorie Taylor Greene last night on the plane doesn't mean that everybody should go after people who are. And I don't even know that I like to think of her as a celebrity. She's, somebody that everybody knows. So does that, by definition, make her a celebrity?
Line between notable figures and celebrities.
Yeah, okay. Notable figures, I'll remember. Marjorie Taylor Greene, notable figure.
Notable figure.
Notable figure, like that. The weather people are discussing, this is something else, again, different parts of the country. That's why it's so good to travel around and get different perspectives on things. We all think it's all national, but no, there are some local little idiosyncrasies. Like I noticed in Florida with the weather people over the weekend, they give the temperature in both Fahrenheit and centigrade. And I find that to be so confusing because I never understood. I know there's a formula that like zero in centigrade is 32 degrees in Fahrenheit, right? And then, but from there, I don't get it. You?
Huh.
You get the
translation? No, centigrade, Celsius, I don't know any of that.
No, okay. So why am I bringing it up? I don't know, because I had 20 seconds to kill and I just thought I'd bring that up, yeah. And now it's 18 after the hour, good day.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125mg tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Thank you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for us to check in on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio shows how you connect with us, or Twitter, a Good Day on Air. This is something that I find interesting. I think most people do. We love to follow what the royals are doing. So apparently there's an update going on with Prince Archie and Princess Lilibet and their titles. So for those of you who are fascinated with the royal family, we're going to go right to their website. Yes, they have a website. We're going there after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
if allergic to SkyRizzy, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
All right, so if you go to the royal family's website, Jay, who would have thought that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have set up a website for their two children, but they have. And this is the official website.
Did they set it up or did the firm?
Well, that's a question, isn't it? Because haven't they sort of been, Meghan and Harry have sort of been discounted by the so-called firm? So is this something that was set up? I guess I'm confused. Do you know more than I do about this royal family's website?
I don't know who set up the website, but I know that typically all of the royals have their own websites in a way.
They do.
And Archie and Lilibet are now considered prince and princess, or they have been since Charles.
Prince Archie and Princess Lilibet was what they called The grandmother, right?
Yeah, that was Prince Philip's nickname for Queen Elizabeth. And now that King Charles, once he ascended the throne, Archie and Lilibet were entitled to be a prince and princess. When the queen was alive, they were great-grandchildren, so those titles were not demanded or anything. They weren't part of their birthright, where now they are grandchildren of the king. That is part of their birthright. And the family has been officially invited to King Charles' coronation.
Yeah, they should be.
But Meghan and Harry have not confirmed whether or not they'll be there. But should they be there,
they should be there.
It is said that Archie and Lilibet will be part of the procession, or they will have some kind of role in the coronation as all of King Charles' grandchildren will.
Let's not carry this too far. We get that Meghan was PO'd because of things that the family or the firm said about her and her origins and her family and her father and all of that stuff. And she sort of kept the ball bouncing by responding to it, which probably wasn't the smartest thing that she could have done, because then she just becomes more scrutinized.
The royals have always been somewhat private, and Meghan and Harry have been very forthcoming with a lot of their side of the story.
Right. So anyway, they have done all of this and preparing themselves for... I just think it would be bad form and bad taste if they don't go to the coronation. I think that it's just it's part of the whole thing, frankly. They're part of the family, and so... And they ought not to be considered not part of the family. They need to be considered as part of the family because they are. Now, that's the way I certainly would look at it. And anyway, these kids shouldn't be victimized by all the rest of the nonsense going on. They look like kind of cute kids, actually. So let them have at it, as it were. 28 after the hour, as we have at it here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden will deliver remarks at the White House Conservation and Action Summit this afternoon. Then later in the afternoon, the President and the First Lady will host an Arts and Humanities Award ceremony. Cases of a deadly fungus have tripled in the United States from 2019 to 2021, according to data from the CDC. Candida auris was reported in the United States in 2016, and cases have increased ever since. Case counts have jumped 95% since 2019. Most cases in the United States have occurred in long-term care facilities. California's largest school district will be closing roughly 1,000 schools today, keeping children at home. Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says a last-ditch effort to negotiate and avoid a strike fell through yesterday.
I believe this strike could have been avoided, but it cannot be avoided without parties at the table.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear. And more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Now 34 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jake Kirshner is here as well to help celebrate National Rosie the Riveter Day. The celebration March 21st every year to recognize the part that American women played in the victory over the bad guys in World War II. In the early 1940s, most everybody that was able, the men, got drafted. So the women went to work, and that was the symbolism.
The workforce.
Rosie the Riveter standing there with her hair put up and flexing her muscles. Some of the muscles around today are a little bigger than the muscles then, but they did. They were putting the planes together. They were building the boats. They were doing all the manufacturing. Whatever processes were needed, they took over. And so this March 21st celebration is sort of an aim at the cultural icon who is Rosie the Riveter. So it's kind of cool. Working women in America, there has been much made about it as I went through my life. I don't think that there's much made of it now. Most every woman, my daughter has a full-time job as a career professor, and she's raising a child. It was thought when I was my mother never in her life had a job. Never. Not one job did she ever hold. She went to college when she was 17. Mm-hmm. She hadn't had a job in the town that she grew up in. And when she went to college, she met my father and ran off with him. And he provided, and she was pregnant. And that kind of was the way it was. But that was the opposite of what had happened to her mother. And those who worked, there was a very interesting, the family stuff and how we head in whatever directions we head. And my grandmother was a minister, in fact. And so she became a minister. Well, I've told the story in there. I'll just quickly make reference to it. My grandmother on my mother's side had seven brothers. They all were working for Al Capone, and they all got killed on the same day in a massacre in Chicago. And so my grandmother, who was the youngest, went like kind of berserko and went into a sanitarium. And when she came out, she became a minister. It was all about God, and everything was about God. And so she had a different, it was different than Rosie the Riveter, but still, when mostly men were ministers, it wasn't likely that there was going to be a woman who was a minister. I think she was among the first. There weren't many. I don't think before that time there were women who were ministers at all. There are more and more. You'll see ministers everywhere today. You're not as priests, but you'll see them in the Protestant side of things. And there are women who are rabbis as well. We had one here in Framingham. So anyway, that's just one of it was one of the manifestations, if you will, of the Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah.
Let's women.
It was like an unintentional wave of feminism.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's how it all kind of got started. So, today, the Congress has designated March 21st as National Rosie the Riveter Day. That would have been a good conversation for me to have with Marjorie Taylor Greene when I talked to her last night, right?
Yeah, that's an opportunity.
Rosie the Riveter. I know, you keep teasing me.
You could have missed your second flight. Spent more time with her.
Oh, you know what I found interesting now that you're talking about that? She was sitting in first class in the seat in front of me. The guy that was traveling with her, who was her aide, was up in the back. And she had, he carried her bag. Her bag was back with him. I watched as they get out, because after I'd had a chat with her, I went down to the room that you go, or they have a little restaurant, there's a club that you go to if you're waiting for a flight. So I was walking back, she was with this guy, he's kind of a goofy looking, bald 30-ish fellow, who was, handing her all of the things out of her bag. It was really, it's like watching a circus, kind of a single performance in the circus. Speaking of circus, Alvin Bragg, one of the people of the day. There are those, the headline in the New York Times today, the prosecutor who could take Trump down. Oh, nonsense. This is, the guy went to Harvard Law School, so he's a big deal, right? I look upon him, my friend Madeline down in Palm Beach County says I shouldn't call people names. Okay. So I was about to refer to him with a name that probably wouldn't be considered anything other than derogatory. Mm-hmm. I don't think calling him a grandstander, that's not calling him names, right? He's a grandstander. He's a political phony. And that's where all of this comes from. This is all politics all the time. It's so transparent. I mean, I've got no love for Donald Trump. I don't, I'd like some of his policies. Probably I like, actually, when if I was to be grilled, I like most of his policies. But I don't like his attitude. But, you know, these people have made a career. This guy, Bragg, is making a career out of trying to get Trump. How much of the taxpayers' money in New York have gone after now? The other side of it is, if Trump did something wrong, should he be held accountable? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But the way this is all being presented, it's like when you...
But with so much focus on Trump, who else is being held accountable? Because Trump's not the only person guilty of any kind of misdemeanors.
No. Or mischief. As far as that's concerned, you can find it. Why doesn't somebody go after Fauci? I think somebody, if you want to go after somebody, go after him. And there are many others that could fall into that category. So anyway, I didn't know who Bragg was before all of this. And the more I read about him, the more I find him, he thinks of himself as the anointed one. I've been anointed to protect the citizens of America from the scourge of Donald Trump. You big phony. All right. Next on the Hit Parade is a visit with Uri Geller, who is anything but a phony. We talk to Uri from Israel after this.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, now 43 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jay and I now have the pleasure of Uri Geller's company. Every week at this time we try to visit with Uri because he has such a wonderful way about him. Most everybody knows who he is. I had dinner with a friend. We were talking about you and how you have managed to keep yourself in the public eye. And I think that is, as I look at sometimes pictures of you from when I first met you, 1993, so... No, it was 30 years ago, right?
Well,
I met you in 93. So you and I have been friends for 30 years. I look back at pictures of you and me back then and what we look like now, and we're doing pretty well, if I do say so myself. Yeah.
Well, Dougie, I've seen you here in Israel a couple of months ago, and you haven't changed, honestly. You have maybe a little more gray hair, but that's about it. You kept your energy going. You look cool. You look trim. You look healthy. And I think it's because we both think positive and we wake up every morning in an attitude of gratitude.
Yep.
All these things do help. And you're a leader. You're a motivator. You inspire people every day for hours on your radio show. And that feeds you back. You know, that gives you good energy back. You know, whatever you send out to the universe that is positive, the universe sends it back to you tenfold, and it gives you also longevity. So, yeah, I think we're on the right track, and what we want to say by these words is that anyone who's listening to us, you know, try to kind of imitate us. Eat well, think positive, attitude of gratitude, be motivated to be successful, be friendly with everyone, don't call grudges, you know, if you quarreled with someone, pick up the phone today, say sorry. I don't want to have any animosity going between us. But you know, Dougie, I do want to talk about for a few more minutes about UFOs in ancient Egypt, because I have two stones. They are gemstones from the fort of Ramses II. They're 3,200 years old. They're in my museum with hieroglyphics on. And very few people know this, that in 1480 BC, the pharaoh called Thutmose, I'll repeat that, Thutmose III, he actually recorded in a papyrus, you know, papyrus was that, the ancient paper that was used then. So he recorded on that paper his account of a very peculiar UFO sighting. Believe it or not, you know, we see UFOs almost every day. So according to these scribes, a fiery circle had appeared in the sky, and days later, more UFOs were observed. And we're talking about thousands of years ago. So in response, the pharaoh arranged for incense to be burnt and marked the occasion as a momentous happening. And there is actually hieroglyphics, and you can see UFOs. This is incredible because they were etched into this ancient stone. So what we are saying here, that probably the pyramids, those seven, eight, ninth wonders of the world, they were built by ET technology. We don't understand this today, how on earth some of these incredible sculptures and structures like Easter Island, they find etchings of astronauts in ancient caves.
Ancient astronauts.
Ancient astronauts. So, hey, Dougie, you know, let's ask our listeners to send you, I don't know, how do you do it, on Facebook or how do you get it?
Our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. We do not use TikTok here. So send stuff along. Go ahead.
I'd love to hear from your listeners, and you can also leave me messages on my Twitter, which is The Uri Geller, and you will see an amazing video that I posted about 20 minutes ago. So, because if you did see UFOs and you filmed anything, or you photographed anything, or you had a premonition, or you had a deja vu, let us know. And, you know, I guarantee you, Doug, you're going to be inundated by these nice people that you speak to every day, that we all did witness something that is an anomaly, which I believe is extraterrestrial in nature.
You know, this sounds like an episode of Star Trek, but it really, you know, Gene Roddenberry, I think you knew him, was the creator of Star Trek, the adventures of Star Trek, if you will. But if you think about what he brought to the service, some things that he says he experienced himself were the inspiration for doing Star Trek in the first place. And because these things have existed, it isn't just now that we're noticing all of this stuff. These things have been around for as long as man has been around. I'm convinced there have been visitors to this planet for as long. I think that the reason that we are here isn't because we grew out of one cell from a swamp. I think we have come here as human beings from other planets. And I think that we will go to other planets at some point in time.
Yes, we will see the other planets because our planet, sadly, is dying out. But it will take tens and tens of millions of years. But to finalize this conversation, synchronicity has it. I never sit in this place where I'm sitting right now and speaking to you. I'm in my museum. And I'm sitting right under the costume of Darth Vader, who I got it from Dave Prowse, who was an actor in that costume.
He played it.
And above Darth Vader, I have a small poster that George Lucas signed me from Star Wars.
Well, it's there is, I remember seeing that, the real Darth Vader uniform, like so many other things. If people go visit in Israel, which is a fascinating country, I love going there. You can't go there without going to Uri's museum. Check it out at Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. And as he said, send those notes at the Uri Geller. Okay. All right, Uri. Lots of love to you.
Bye.
Have a wonderful day. And everybody listen to the Good Day program as well. We wish you well at 40. Actually, it's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Three after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Time for movie magic. Well, actually, this is the time when Chuck Curry usually is here, a movie man, talking about movies and television, all things video. I noticed, Jay Kirshner, that Julianne Hough is going back to Dancing with the Stars, and not as a dancer, but apparently she's going to replace Tyra Banks.
Yeah, so if that's like, she's case, trying to hit all the roles. She started as one of the pros, the dancers, yeah, then she was a judge. Now she's taking up hosting.
Why don't they bring back Tom Bergeron and get some credibility? This is the 29th season of this show. In some years they've had the beginning of the season, that is September to December, and then they've had another one January to May. And so now I'm looking at the overview of the show itself, and there's more information here about Bergeron and the people that he was hosting with, and then there is about Julianne Hough. Is Julianne? Julianne Hough. Julianna? Julianne. Oh, is it Julianna?
Julianne. Julianne Hough.
Yeah. By the way, Tyra Banks is not related to Elizabeth Banks at all. I just about to throw that in. Ben Affleck is happy that he married Jennifer Lopez. Well, how
good
about that?
I'm sure she loves good hearing that.
I'm sure she does. Okay, so anyway, the two of them work together on this new film. I want to get to Chucker's take on this. What a joy to do something with her, he said, as he's been working this project with his new production company that he put together with Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Right? This looks like it'd be kind of fun.
So, yeah, they both already did Air, and then this is their production company. So
when is Air coming out? Do you know? I've heard a lot about Air, but I don't know when it's out.
Yeah, that's a good question. But whatever the new film should be unnamed still, but they're going to work together. This, I think, would be the third film because she was in Jersey Girl briefly. Spoiler alert, her character died. And then there was the film Geely, which everybody...
That's when they met.
That was awful.
I know, but that's when they met, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
On Geely?
Yeah, I think that's when they first met. It's when they had sort of a shotgun affair, if you will. And listen... This is good stuff. It'll be nice to see their chemistry and wonder sometimes when you see chemistry on the air or in a movie, television show, something like that, you wonder, well, do they really have? Because you see stories all the time. When Richard Gere filmed Officer and a Gentleman, trying to think of the actress that he was paired with, they couldn't stand one another. And yet they had to come across as actors as loving each other. But you know that won't be the problem that they have when Affleck and Jennifer Lopez do that movie. Here's the latest from Alicia Silverstone, reminiscing about her film Blast from the Past with Brendan Fraser. I guess I would ask at this point, since his winning the Academy Award, has his option going forward or options?
Oh yeah, his stock totally went up.
Yeah, so he's going to be a lot more moving. Isn't that always what happens under the... He was kind of on a desert island for a while. Nobody hired him to do anything.
Yeah, he was doing a streaming show and then this, but 90sCon happened over the weekend, and Alicia Silverstone was doing a Clueless panel, and some fan asked about it. Would you be interested in doing a sequel to Blast from the Past? Well, and she was so kind about Brendan Fraser, too. She was like, he was just the best. I would do a sequel to that. I would do any film with him.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's the, again, back to, don't you really want what comes out in the movies to be the real thing? Don't you want to see them all going off happily ever after? Like all the end to all the Indiana Jones movies is they ride off into the sunset like the cowboys did, and they have their black hats and white hats. You want to see that, and the next thing, everybody's all excited about the new Indiana Jones movie, which is a story for another time, because we're out of time. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Cleaning your fuel system can help your engine run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner on sale now. Buy one, get one free. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Get more fuel-saving tips from the professional parts people at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.